you want to talk about why does this poem and story connect to you so strongly?
Yes. Now, why this connects with me is because it deals with, you know, in a stroke situation, you're put in the same trauma as Ancient Mariner. In a stroke situation, you undergo depression, you undergo loneliness. When I had the stroke, it's all dark, dark, dark. And the only thing that responded, the limbs would move, body can't move. The only thing that responded is the mind. And the mind kept echoing some of these quotes. Alone, you are alone, nothing helps. In the Mariner's poem, he's under very, very strong depression. Alone, alone, all alone. Alone as can be. And never a saint took pity on my soul in agony. You're in a dark place. I didn't feel cursed, but those things come too. What happened? How did this happen? Why me? And what did I do to cause this? That's kind of a curse. And what can I do to climb out of this? The mind is the only thing that's working. And I thought to myself, is this depression? Where to from here? This is my logistics working. But in order to float above all this bad feelings, you want to replace it with good images. This is when you reach backwards and forwards. You project forward, you project backwards. You try and replay any good thing, like a joke shared with a friend, or a poem, line of a poem, or a song. You replay it. I replay it in my own head. And then project forward. I told to myself, if this is depression, I am not going to let this go get me. So if this is depression, the thing is, whether I get out of here alive or not, plan for it when I get out. So the secret is in the planning. If you don't plan, the therapy is in the planning. Whether you get out or not doesn't matter. But there and then, there and now, you plan. What will I do when I get out of here? And I thought to myself, I am going to paint the Ancient Mariner. This is the connection. That kept me afloat.
What am I going to do?
I start getting some different pictures in my mind, you know. And then when I come out of it, the hospital, I start collecting snippets, quotes, snippets, newspaper, images of the albatross, detailed images of the albatross. It sent me into a whole lot of studying the albatross, the length and the width of it, and, you know, it's 2.5 meters wingspan. A whole lot of things. The science behind its flight. Well, it's flying. It's not expending any energy. Well, it's gliding. It does not expend any energy at all. It's the same as it's sitting in its nest. What it does is it uses the... It cannot fly off from the ground, but 10 kilos, eh? It cannot fly off, but it waits for the... on the cliff edge for correct air current to come through. And it's testing its wings every so often. Correct wing current comes through, goes down the cliff, and then catches the air current. And from there on, you know, in science you have potential energy and kinetic energy. So once it's on top, but by its height, it's got potential energy. So when it jumps down, it's going down, it's gathering kinetic energy. By the time it reaches sea level, it's got enough to go upwards, the roller coaster effect. So saving energy all the time. I've had to study quite a bit of it. Like its wings, when it stretches, it locks. There's a lock like the jackknife, it locks into place. So it becomes solid like an airplane wing. This part here, you know, we have fingers. We've got the edge of the wing. See the edge of the wing. Now it uses it to all the fine-tuning its movement. this way and that way. The breaking, straight start for breaking, and then all of that direction, lower. This is the leading edge, the trailing edge. The trailing edge favors lift. Human beings have got it from the bird. So I've had to study that. And the other thing, just lately I found out, I've got a magazine there. It shows about how it navigates. It's got a compass. It's got autopilot. The eyes absorb blue light, and that sets in motion a compass. Not your normal compass this way, but up and dip compass. So it lines itself up with the Earth's magnetic field. All of that. I've had to look at all that. I tried to find out where it fits in its wrist. It does not touch ground. Doesn't touch ground for 7 years. Some of them 8 years. And find out where does it fit in its wrist. German scientists have fitted the GPS on it, followed it around. And they find out that half the brain is sleeping. The other half is navigating and fishing and all that. See? So he's fitting its wrist while it's flying. So, you know, it's amazing. So I've had to study the albatross. And also, it's filtering sea. It's drinking seawater. It wants to catch a squid. It's good. Up, down into the water and up in the same movement. Also, if it wants to drink water, down and up again. It's got seawater. It's got a filtering system where under the nostril, down there, there's a hole. It drains out the seawater. Fresh water stays. Salt drips out in saturated solution, drips out. So it's got its own filtering system. It's got its own extra fuel tank, extra storage tank in the hollow of its bones. It's got extra oxygen storage. If it needs it, it may not need. Maybe it might need to. It's getting big heights, but it still has storage. This is how my background. It's how my connection with the Ancient Mariner is. Also, is anybody with a stroke situation, they've got their dark hours, they've got their dark times, and how they climb out of it. The secret is in climbing out is attempt climb out of it, get something to do it with. You know, as I say, in my situation, project backwards and forwards. Good times, and you might not get out, but plan ahead. And the other thing is, I took out my bit of paper and pencil, and my right hand is still working. It's only the left is bothered. So I drew my mathematical ellipse. So from the basic drawing, I started working out my, you know, how the equation for the ellipse. One, step two, step, right to the bottom. When I reached the bottom, I used that to lift my psyche up, you know. Can I do it or not? That's the thing. When I reached the bottom, the last line is x squared over a squared plus y squared over b squared equals 1. When you reach that, you know your steps have been correct. You know? There's the equation for an ellipse. I still play around with higher maths. It's a nice sense of accomplishment, sense of, you know, I can do it. So it's a beautiful subject. Go into it. Look, in high school, it was hard. But as an adult, look at the perspective, a different perspective. I had a good teacher, that's the thing. You know, when you go back as an adult, it's a different perspective. Yeah.